Hi, I'm Leah.
And I'm Edie.
And we're the two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks,
ways to get people out of your house, and ways to enhance your word of the year. But Edie's saving that for the very end.
Ooh, the mystery, Leah. The mystery. We will, of course, gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
2024 Word of the Year.
And, of course, we'll have our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
In our Chit Chat Tips and Tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. And I'm just going to go ahead and get started, Edie, since you're saving yours for the end of the podcast today, right?
Yes, I'm really mixing things up in the new year, Leah.
Oh my gosh, I just don't even know what to make of this. But okay. All right, I like it. Okay, so my tip for today has to do with getting people out of your house. When you're done with them. And anybody who's listened to this podcast in any way faithfully, because this comes up really, really often, is I am quite famous for leaving my own parties, particularly potlucks, because my parties are only potlucks, and going to have a bath. So that is one way. But in a Facebook conversation through I don't even know what group, and I screenshotted some of these that I thought were quite funny, it came up that like, what are some ways to get people out of the house if you're hosting a party? And maybe some of you have this aspiration in the new year that you're going to have lots of parties. I don't know. I'm not. But are you, Edie?
No.
No. Okay. But this is, you know, I'm sure we have a lot of social chit chat chicks and roosters who, you know, have only so much stamina, right? Okay. So how about this? This comes from somebody named Haley. And she says, my uncle Dennis would always say humorously, well, we better go to bed so these nice people can leave. What do you think of that?
I like that one.
Yeah. It's like you turn it around a little bit, right?
Oh, that's good.
I think that's kind of fun. Okay. And I'm going to save one for the last that we need to discuss, but here's a few others. Okay. Here's another one. Oh yeah. How about I got to get these kids into the tub.
Yeah. That'd be a little weird, you know, considering my kids are 13, 16, and 19. Okay. I don't think that one would work for me.
Time to pop you all into the bubble bath together. I feel like my mother had something. What would she do? I think she would just tell them to leave.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. That's correct. Yeah, we just need you to go. But there is apparently a famous one, and you tell me if this is true or not, because in this conversation that I screenshotted, people kept coming up with this Midwestern way to say goodbye, where you go, welp. Maybe it's like, it says welp, I don't know. And then you slap the arms of the chair or you slap your leg. Welp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's true. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel like I've used it and I've seen it. Yeah. It's like, well, you know.
Okay. But
we're Midwesterners, so we don't want to say it. So you just go, welp, and then slap your knees. And everyone should just, you know, okay, scatter.
So dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
But is there a P on the end or what?
Yeah, welp.
Well, what's the P there for? I don't get it.
I don't know. It's fun.
It's fun. Okay. And it's Midwestern. So I thought that would be good for today. All right. So if you happen to be listening to this right around the time when you're hosting something, you know, go ahead and feel free to find a way. Maybe you have your own way and we'd be happy to hear it, to kick your guests out of the house, or maybe you just want them to stay. I don't know.
Leah, my grandma always had a rule, like she would never do evening events because she was always afraid, like, people would stay too long and would mess up her bedtime routine.
Right, you know? Right.
So she would only host like brunches or like light lunches, and that was it.
Okay. Good for her. Well, Edie, yeah. I also think maybe the millennials have taken a cue from your grandma, but I feel like I have received quite a few invitations from people substantially younger than myself who have time frames, like come over between the hours of 2 and 6. Like it's
yeah, but do people honor that?
Well, I would hope so.
I don't think they do.
Like if you're having a little drop by thing, which people tend to do in, you know, different festive seasons, mm-hmm. I feel like more often than not these days, it will be within a time frame. But at least you could, you know, you can, oh no, you can say, you know, I've got another event to go to at 11:30 p.m. I don't know. And it's in my dreams. Who knows? Anyway, if you want people to get out, just find a way to say it.
And, find a way to do it.
And maybe it's just the, well.
Do I hear a campfire?
Oh, do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for Campfire Chat.
So, Leah, today we're going to talk about choosing a word of the year. Yes. We do this every year.
We do. And it's really important this year for me to have a word and to have a focus. So these words are meant to motivate, to inspire, and frame how you want your year to go. And in fact, I think it's important to note that we are actually recording this on New Year's Eve in the afternoon, and we'll try to get this up as soon as possible. But let's just say, you know, it's never too late to start your word of the year.
Never too late. You can start it in July if you want to, you know.
Absolutely. We've been known to switch gears, right? And
yes, that one year when I chose the word celebrate and it was getting out of hand, and then yes. I had to switch it to consistent. Right. Who would ever forget that year, Leia?
From celebrate, all exciting to consistent.
Yeah, womp womp. But if you want to hear our first episode on choosing a word of the year, listen to episode 25 of the Two Chicks. And Leia, on that episode, I talked you through how to choose a word of the year. So it was very, you know, like choose a word 101.
Right. Yeah. I remember that quite clearly. Mm-hmm. I think you often talk me through it, don't you?
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite thing to do.
Okay. So that's what's going to happen today is Edie's going to share her word of the year that she's probably been thinking about for the last 6 months. And she's going to help me select a word that will, you know, be suitable to my circumstances and that will help me refine what I need and what I want.
All right. So last year, my word was fresh.
Right. Who could forget?
Who could forget? Like, and if you want to hear me talk about the amazing changes that came into my life, additions, I should say, yes. through the word fresh, you can listen to episode 144. It's a solo episode, and it's just me talking about my word fresh.
Yeah, being fresh.
I became a Packer fan. I became a Swiftie. I became a gym rat, Leia. It was so powerful.
Amazing. So, yes.
It was really amazing. And I didn't think I would ever do any of those things ever. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you can see, Leia, but I'm wearing my Green Bay Packer game day shirt.
I see it. And today there's a game, right?
There's a game at 7:15 or 7:20. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm going to be there for kickoff, but. You know,
I'm so impressed. And I'm going to be at Steve and Jeannie's for pot roast.
Good. Both, very soon. You know, solid choices, I would say.
And I'll be back at right now. For those of you who don't know, I'm in Madison with my family, with Charlotte and Dawn and myself. Our daughter Emily passed away going on a month and a half ago now, which has been very grievous for us. And very challenging, but we're just embraced by so much love and just so much goodness during this time. And this will come up in the pot, you know, as we're choosing a word for me. So let's just put it out there right now. So I'm in my sister-in-law Ellen's basement right now while we're podcasting. Even though Edie's just across town, it's been snowing all day today, and Edie didn't want to take to the roads because it's a little icy. So we are doing a podcast just down the road from each other, but yeah, we're not.
Well, I don't want to sound like a Wisconsin wimp, but. Yeah, and it's New Year's Eve, so I know no one's out plowing and salting.
Right.
Fair That's enough. The issue. If they right. were, then I wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, Leah, here's some words that I chose in the past. Okay. Obviously, fresh. Create. Freedom. Mm-hmm. And I remember nothing about that word, so I don't think it was a good one.
Freedom USA.
I don't think it worked.
No.
And in fact, I had it for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Did you? What?
I know. I can't remember a thing about it. Mm. And then, of course, celebrate, which I changed to consistent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel like for several years, I had the same phrase, which was ease and flow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which is really what I am looking for in my life, for sure. And then last year, suddenly I've just blanked out. What was it? It was
transform.
Transform, I believe. I think. A lot of things are not clear in my head at this moment. So forgive me if I'm not all with it for that. But I am ready for a new word. And Edie, yours is all prepped. You know what you want. You know your word. So what is it? Let's hear from you.
My word for 2024 is enhance.
Oh, enhance. Ooh, tell us more.
Well, I'm doing a lot of things different with this word. I chose the same word as one of my besties, Lena. So we have the same word. And she's using enhance to enhance her five senses.
Oh.
Just like I could shave my head and like walk into the room and Lena wouldn't notice. She just doesn't really notice. And she like for taste, she I remember one of the first things she told me is like, I only drink like water and I don't know, some two other things. Like she didn't even drink coffee.
What?
So it's like super. I know it's she does now. She does now. Mm-hmm. So she's enhancing her five senses. And I think that's super cool. Uh-huh. But I, you know, that's too basic for me.
Yeah, you're way beyond that. Mind you, that is substantial when you think about it. The five senses and
super cool.
It's super cool. But anyway, that's the too basic for you.
Yeah, I love that journey for her.
Okay.
But what I'm doing is I am choosing a different theme every month to enhance.
Oh my, of course you are. Of course you are. And do you have each month already planned or what's happening?
I'm still in the process of working that out. But like for 1 month, I might enhance fitness, and then I'll like try some new fitness classes, or I'll finally like work with a trainer. Uh-huh. You get one free, you know, session with a trainer. I can cash that in. I might like enhance my cooking, you know, 1 month.
Okay.
I might enhance my Etsy store for 1 month.
I see.
So it's just like raising the bar of something every month. Of course, I might find out that I'm not as tuned into my five senses and, you know, just join Lena on her journey. Said was too basic.
Oh, well.
It's enhance.
Yeah.
Like maybe like 1 month, it doesn't all have to be hard. Like I'm going to enhance my skincare because you know how you get into a routine and like for months I would wash off my makeup before I went to bed. Well, guess what? I'm not doing that anymore.
Right. You've got a filthy pillowcase and
pores
are clogged.
Pores are clogged. You know, I'm not washing my pillowcase regularly. So I don't know what my point is. My point is sometimes you might have to like return to things that you thought you had dialed in.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, you might have to stop being a dirty girl.
I know. I'm being a dirty girl.
Maybe that's my new nickname for you, dirty girl.
Dirty girl. I get so tired of just constantly washing my face. Though I did try this new serum, and I think it's to lock in moisture. It's kind of irritating my skin.
Maybe because you hadn't washed your face prior to putting it on.
I did wash my face very well. I don't know.
Maybe it feels weird because you're not accustomed to that. I don't know.
I do wash my face, just not at night.
Yeah. I don't wash my hair or my body much, but I do wash my face. I'm a dirty girl.
You know who else doesn't wash your face at night?
Who?
Dolly Parton.
Go Dolly.
I think that's what started on it. Because she doesn't want if there's a fire or something, she always has to be seen in her makeup. So she just wears her makeup to bed and then washes it off in the morning. And she said it doesn't really matter when you wash off your makeup. And I'm like, cool, that works for me.
Okay. Wow.
I think that's where that came from.
Well, I know. Very evolved. What would Dolly do? Not wash your face at night?
Why should she be a dirty girl?
Wow. I was just thinking we could change the name of our podcast from Two Chit Chat Chicks to Two Dirty Girls.
We might get some listeners who would be very disappointed.
Yes, the wrong kind of listeners. Okay. So let's zoom over to me now. And let's see if we can come up with a word that's going to make 2024 a year that there's just going to be so many changes. I mean, my life has, there's so many dramatic, just with losing a child, right? That's so dramatic already. And I don't want it to define me. Mm-hmm. I also want to always say Emily's name. I want to keep her close to me. I want her to be tucked in my little, in my heart, and you know, and be with me all the time. And I want to be able to experience joy in spite of the fact that she's not physically with me. So those are some of my, you know, kind of my mandates or what, you know, going forward. That's part of what I'm going to need. At the same time as that, the plan has always been to this year, Emily was meant to be graduating, and we were all going to leave China together and come back to Canada and move to British Columbia. So that plan, Dawn and I coming back, is still in place, and we're going to be setting up in our new to us, a house that we bought 6 years ago on Vancouver Island, close to the ocean, a place that Emily loved very, very much as well, where we're going to feel her spirit on the beach and around. And so somehow, there's just going to be so many new beginnings. I don't know what our jobs will be. I don't know. There's just so many unknowns and so much newness, right? Mm-hmm. So how can we frame something around that? What do you think?
Well, what do you think? I had an idea popped into my head, but I want to hear what you think.
Well,
because it's your word or your phrase.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it needs to be a joyful something, right? Emily wants that for me too. It needs to be about new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, if my word was transformation, you know, that maybe it's something like rebirth or starting fresh. I don't know, Edie, help me.
Well, you were talking about the island and Emily, and this, of course, it comes back to Oprah, Leah. Do you remember that one segment she did? It was my favorite. It was called Remembering Your Spirit.
Oh, no, I don't, but I know I'd love it.
Like this sweet little beginning. She did it for every show, and it would be like one person talking about how they remembered their spirit and like what they did. And maybe a phrase for you could be remembering your spirit. That's just what came into my mind. And I'm not sure if that means anything to you.
I would have to, no, I don't think that's quite it. But yeah, returning to, I don't know. Yes, remembering that it doesn't need to be a word of the year. It can be a phrase of the year too, right? Yep. So that's...
Give me a phrase, sure. Yeah, whatever you want.
I think it is about, maybe the word I just said, that rebirth, the idea that, you know, things... Is that joyful enough, though? Joyful rebirth.
Well, what I would do now is I would just write that word on a piece of paper and think about it, and then think about like other words that you might want to do. And, you know, we can talk about it too off air. Lena That's and I talked about our words because I was going to do refresh for a long time. I had such a good time with fresh. And then Lena's, and I'm like, yeah, my word is refresh. And she's like, but is that going to seem new enough?
Okay. It's just come to me. I know what it is. What is it? It's renew.
Yes, it is. Yes. It's renew.
It's renew. Oh, it makes me tear up a little bit, right?
It's super good. It's renew.
Yes, right? I'm going to renew a lot of things. I've had a practice on and off of, okay, this is just so clear to me now. This is really good. On and off of, you know, meditation and mindfulness that I've come back to in the last month or so. And that Dawn and I are actually finding our way together with as well. You know, we're also, and this is, you know, for those of you who are not reading my blog, you know, several weeks ago said, Leah, I want to renew our vows. So, you know, like we can. Like we can.
Perfect.
We're just so committed to one another. And through this, such a hard time, just the love that we have for each other has become so, like, it's just so, so deepened, and so we're just so much not taking each other for granted. And he's just the best guy, I gotta say. Shout out to my Donnie, and I started calling him Donnie, by the way.
Just let me know if you want me to plan your renewal of your house, because I have to put that on my plate.
Right. And Edie planned our first wedding for us. We were just going to go see a justice of the peace. And she's like, no, 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 no. And for those of you who have not listened to episode number one, or don't know our history, Edie is my Donnie's former girlfriend from a long, long, long time ago. And now they're family. They're, you know, they're very, anyway, yes. So go listen to episode number one if you're wondering about that. But Edie did help us plan our wedding, and it was in her ex-husband's grandma's cottage in West End, Wisconsin. So
what a wondrous web it all is, Leah.
Oh my gosh, wondrous. Right? Yes. So we're going to renew, you know, and Charlotte, being with Charlotte again, since she left for university last year, it's been so beautiful for us to be together with her over this last month. And then moving back, we'll be close to one another. So there'll be a renewal of that relationship as well. And and renewing what it looks like to live on an island, to maybe have more time for, I think that we both want to keep working, but I'm not going to be looking for, like, you know, I'm not making a CV or a resume right now and like running out there. There's no desperation in that at all. So, you know, I might even be working at Costco this time next year. Who knows?
Creamy.
Who can say? But I think that renewal will also be seen through my writing and some of the things I'm learning and ways that I'm growing right now. I think that's going to become a part of what I do in my future. I don't quite know what that's going to look like, but that's a whole rebirth renewal that is in its beginning stages right now. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, excellent. Yeah, I love it.
And I'm going to add one final thing to that.
Yes.
And that is the renewal of my relationship with Emily, because I know it looks different now, you know, now that she's, you know, her physical presence is not here. There's a different way that I'm learning how to frame my relationship with her, but it will be ongoing. And so that's part of the renewal as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, right?
Well, I would suggest, Leah, as you're going through editing this, that you take notes on everything you said, because you might forget.
Mm.
And everything you said is so good, and you're going to want to remember.
Yes, I am.
And we're at that age where, you know, we forget things. I'm not going to call it a senior moment, because I hate
Shut up. No, yeah, we don't say those words. And we're not even seniors anyway, but we don't say those words, and we never will. I never want to hear them on the air again. Of her coffee, or is it tea you're drinking now?
No, it's some old coffee.
Old coffee, all right.
Old coffee.
You should renew that, Edie. And that's gross. All right, so Edie, now, okay, you are going to come back to this, your tip of the day somehow. You wanted to save it for the end.
I did. So,
But hang on. Oh, no. Before you even do that, though, isn't
yeah.
you always talk about ways to remember your word of the year.
Yeah. So you can make it your screensaver.
Mm.
You can. Some people get it like pounded in like to a dog tag. I don't know that. I don't know. I used to think that was
tattoo.
Brilliant, but now I say it. I don't really like that.
Yeah.
But whatevs. I always make a collage of my word, but for my, I spell out the word in Scrabble tiles and I put it above my sink. So
yes,
I
love that. Mm-hmm.
So I need to, you know, get rid of my word fresh and change it to enhance.
Yes.
But here, my tip or a trick is to choose a symbol for your word.
Oh.
So Lee and I were discussing this at length, as we're wont to do.
Yes.
And our symbol is a magic wand.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, it's like, you know, with your magic wand.
Uh-huh.
And I immediately went on Etsy and I searched magic wand necklace and there it was.
Oh.
And we could get it. Silver, gold, or rose gold. And it's just so cute.
I love that.
You know, think of like a symbol and then put it into your Etsy search, and chances are you can find like a pretty necklace that you can wear and be reminded of it, or maybe a bracelet,
or
you know.
A brooch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and plus, give those Etsy artists, you know, something to do.
Well, maybe you can collage me a renew, AD. I think I'm giving you something to do right now.
Oh. I can do
it. Yeah, wouldn't that be lovely? I mean, that would be a lovely gift. So
I feel like the more times you are reminded of your word, the more it will help you the more it will carry you through your whole year.
Yes.
You know, because you don't want to forget it by the middle of February, like right. I did with celebration. Or no, it was, what was it? Freedom.
Freedom. That's so funny. Oh, Edie. Well, this has been a really lovely episode. And I thank you for talking me through this and having fun at the same time. One of the things I just want to end off with is realizing one of the big realizations that I've come to in the last month or so is that it's really possible to hold two emotions at the same time. So, for example, to feel sadness and at the same time laugh and feel joyful. And this podcast just brings me so much joy, and just chatting with you and sharing it with others.
I love it.
I love it too.
It's time for the Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
Every week we share our Chit Chat Challenge on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, which is a fun place to chat with other listeners to the podcast and to give your opinions and recommendations.
Absolutely. And this week, we would love for you to choose your one word or theme or phrase for 2024 and share it with us on the Coop, at the Coop.
Yeah, you can also share why you chose it, but you know, that's not really necessary.
But you're welcome to. We love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings, and to the Chit Chat Coop. And also, Leia, people need to, your blog is very active and it's very beautiful and wonderful. Mm. And I would really encourage everyone to give it a read. I mean, you're posting every day. You're on fire over there, girl.
I'm on fire. Yes. My blog is called New Start Every Day at blogspot.com. And we'll post the link. We'll post the links to all of these things in the show notes. But yeah, since, you know, yeah, for the last more than a month, I've been blogging almost every day and just sort of exploring my own, you know, my own experience with grief and with, yeah, just, yeah, it's a big thing. And it's actually, it's quite, I just have the words, like, it's just coming. It's very healing for me. And people have said it's healing for them to read it. So mm-hmm. I do hope you take the time to go to New Start Every Day.
Yes, you will. You will be, I don't know, you'll love it. You'll love it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Well, we're wishing everyone a peaceful new year.
And a happy new year.
You bet. Okay. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.